In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm going to say this. The Lions couldn't get a PI call yesterday.
No.
Like from the first pass of the game on, there were a couple of examples where I thought, okay, got it. If that's pass interference on Terrion Arnold, it sure as hell is pass interference on Tampa.
Right. Yeah.
But, and Arnold again with some penalties, but rookie, it's not going to be an easy transition.
It's not, but that was definitely tick attack on Terrion Arnold. It felt bad. But
and
then,
the good part about that play is once again, he was in position.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not getting toasted committing PIs. He's too much hand fighting committing right. PIs.
But then I also got the face mask penalty, which was no good.
That was suboptimal. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Kurt. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, Doug. Hey, Gator. How are you guys doing this morning?
All right, thank you.
Before I get to my point, I wanted to do champ and chump. Champ Austin Seibert from the Washington Commanders, 7-for-7 on field goals and a 21-18 win over the Giants. And chump, I'm not sure if you saw it. You probably did. Shedeur Sanders post game. Yeah. Colorado State quarterback went up to him to shake his hand, and he basically told him to bleep off. I thought that was a really bad look.
So, well, in fairness to him, the Colorado State quarterback last year had some not so great things to say about Shedeur and Colorado. So he was checking that receipt.
Right. I mean, just be the bigger man is the thing that I would say, but I get what you're saying. The point that I wanted to call in about is that we're 2 weeks in. Of course, we got the Monday night game tonight, and I had a conversation with a couple people about this. I want to get your thoughts. Does it seem to you at all, at least offensively, that the play thus far in the NFL has regressed? I looked up yesterday, three quarterbacks in the NFL threw for 300 yards yesterday. Geno Smith, Brock Purdy, and Jared Goff. Two of them lost. And I'm watching teams like Kansas City. I'm watching teams like Baltimore that you expect to be Super Bowl contenders. And I'm just, I don't know. The play, something just seems off. Am I crazy here? Are you guys seeing the same thing?
I don't know if you're crazy. I would say that, you know, some teams that have been there and done that, like Kansas City, all that matters to them is how they're playing at the end of the season. And once they're in the playoffs, it's a different kind of game that gets played. I think typically you'll see that teams that throw for a lot of yards, I bet you it's more than 50% chance they lose the game.
And that's very possible, but it just seems like compared to past year, I guess it's the latest era that we had with the Roethlisbergers and the Mannings and the Bradys, where it seemed like every game you're going out there and you're throwing for 250, 300 yards, and the game is exciting. It's more entertaining. I don't know if the defenses have gotten better and it's just more difficult to achieve those numbers, those types of statistics, but I don't know. I just find myself even watching Red Zone kind of in a lull, you know, even in close games where it's just like Cincinnati, Kansas City to me was like, this is fairly boring. I don't know.
It's interesting. I'm just a quick glance at offensive stats from a year ago. And now, I don't know that it would back up your premise. I think that warrants a deep dive and a little bit more of a but like I'm just looking at teams passing yards per game. It looks like there's more passing yards this year than there was last year for the whole season, like the average yards per game. But they would warrant a real deep dive. If that's your instinct and that's what you've seen, it might be true, but I can't support it without having the data, and that would take some time.
I think it's so early in the season. Like, I think a lot of recency bias is happening right now with the Lions and nationally. Just, I think we hear it all the time. Offenses usually take a little bit longer to gel, get the chemistry going, especially if they didn't play in the preseason or they didn't get joint practices or whatever. You know, defenses are set up for more success early on. And as the season goes on, I think the numbers will get better.
Mike is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So I called in last week, and I was the guy that you guys jumped all over when I said I was not that impressed with this current Lions team and that they squeaked a narrow win over not the best team in the world in the Rams and the fingertip from Sabra and blah, blah, blah. And what I was about to go on, but you jumped all over me and say, was the secondary is not good enough, and we have a quarterback. I mean, what, he's 20th in the NFL at the moment in his rankings? He cannot make a play. When things break down, the whole thing falls apart. That's what you saw yesterday, and we got beaten by a mediocre team.
He's the same quarterback that was pretty good last year and won 12 games.
I mean, he isn't great at everything.
Like, improvisation when a play breaks down has never been his strength.
Exactly.
But they've still won games with him.
You're not allowed to say Eli Manning, but can you think of a quarterback who was at that level that has a Super Bowl ring? And all I was saying is, everybody that's going on about this being a Super Bowl team, I don't think they are there yet. I'm sure they will improve during the season, but guess what? So will 31 other teams. And I think Lions fans, and I am a Lions fan, we have been served up gruel for 20 years. And we get a decent cheeseburger, and now we think we're in a Michelin one-star restaurant. And we're not. We've got a good team. We do not have a great team. This team will not make it to the Super Bowl. I suspect they might have a little run in the playoffs. Hate to be Cassandra, but that's what I'm seeing on the TV every week.
That's too bad. I thought we had a chance. But I love the use of the term gruel.
Gruel is great. Yeah. But I would disagree on a couple things. If you think it's only a cheeseburger if you make it to the NFC Championship game, then I guess you have really, 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 really high standards. Unless there's some truffles on there, then maybe that's a, you know,
that's a big gap, Super Bowl Michelin, yeah. Five-star restaurant, yeah. Cheeseburger, yeah. NFC title game.
The other thing is, Tampa's a really good football team. They're not a mediocre football team. Tampa's a team that made it to the second round of the playoffs last year and narrowly lost to the Lions in the playoffs. And they started off this season, they're 2-0, and they look pretty good. Even though the Lions, and here's the other part. Michael didn't like the Lions' secondary. What's not to like about the Lions' secondary with what they did yesterday?
I mean, Tampa didn't run a ton of plays, but they were well under 200 yards passing, right?
They threw for 185 yards, and then they were under. It's 185, but then you take away the sack total yards, because that's how it's working now. They take the sack yards on the passing instead of the rushing, and it's 146. I mean, they get 5 sacks in the game. It's not all because Aiden Hutchinson got there in 2 seconds. You need to have a little bit of time. Give some credit to the secondary. 12 of 19 for passing for Baker Mayfield in the game. They really gave up one bad play where it looks like it may have been a mix-up in coverage.
He went gruel.
Love it. Gruel. I wanted him to say, that's not what I'm watching on the telly.
It was absolutely horrible.
Love his calls.
It's a no for me, Doug. It's a no.
Michael's in Hillsdale and next. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Hey.
All right.
I just want to do my champ and chump. I'm going to go Riley Green for his 2 homers yesterday to win the series against the O's. And my chump is going to be that caller from the morning show that wants to see Goff benched and thinks Hendon Hooker can take this team farther.
So,
we're 2 weeks into the season. Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, in our previous caller, if you think mobility for a quarterback is the only way that a team can win the Super Bowl, then you will never be happy with Jared Goff. He might be the least mobile quarterback in the NFL. He might not be, but it's not a strength of his. And last year, the craziest thing is they made it to the NFC title game and lost the game, and it had zero to do with the way Goff performed. I mean, exactly. I'm sure he would tell you, but it was, if you laundry list the reasons why the Lions lost in the NFC title game, you'd get way down the list before you get to Jared Goff. And then they would have played Kansas City, a team that Goff had already and the Lions had already beaten in the air. So I guess I refuse to accept the premise that you cannot win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
No, I agree with you. And correct me if I'm wrong, he's probably 90% of the reason we got to the NFC title game last year.
He's a big part of it, yes. Big part of it. Michael, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. JD is in Ann Arbor and next. What's up, JD?
Hey, doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
All right, so I know we were talking about not hitting the panic button yet, but there is one part about the offense that is really starting to concern me, and that's the third down efficiency. I don't know the exact numbers on it, but watching the first two games, I know that it's pretty low. It feels like most of these drives, we've only had two downs to work with.
Lions third down efficiency is the eighth best in the NFL, but I would say that yesterday in the second half specifically, negative plays got them behind the sticks. I counted five separate times that contributed to ending drives. And there were some really costly negative plays that put them in a bad down and distance. It wasn't all negative. There was like a one-yard run on first down, but they get themselves at second and nine or second and 13, and it really, really made things tough.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm seeing then. I'm surprised that it's that high because it really does feel like we find ourselves in that situation quite a lot, and it doesn't seem like we're getting out of it.
Yeah, I just did a quick Google search, and they got the Lions at 43.33%, which is Arizona's number one at 58.33%, but it ranks eighth. For point of comparison, last year the Lions on third down were 41.7%, so they're actually better so far this year. But they did.
Right, well,
negative plays did hurt them yesterday.
Yeah, they had that second to last drive where after Gibbs went down the line.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm looking at my play call here. They then had it at like the 10-yard line, and they threw to Gibbs, and he got hit for a loss.
And that was where Ragnow missed the block. That was one of those negative plays.
Yeah. So it was really really unfortunate the way. And then they finish it up by throwing behind the sticks or in front of the sticks, however you want to play it, they weren't picking up yards. They got 4 yards in the last two plays, and both of those were well behind the sticks.
97-1.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.